Is our compadre coming?
How are you? Fine.
I forgot to call Chafee. I'll call him tomorrow. We got here.
Hey.
It's yours.
Okay.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Our call to order, our November the 30th special meeting of the Orange County Parks Commission. If you'll please join us in our Pledge of Allegiance. Haley, you can lead time.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Chair Schauber.
Here.
Vice Chair Ashland.
Here.
Commissioner Diaz. Commissioner Hansen.
Here.
Commissioner Jones.
Here.
And Commissioner Wigan.
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open it up for public participation. Is there anyone that has to fill out a form?
We do not have any public speaker requests.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to? Okay, just in time. Meanwhile, have we received any correspondence from the public?
We have not received any correspondence from the public.
Thank you. If it's on an agenda item, we can't do it now.
Is it for public comment? Oh, okay. It's on the trail item.
Which one is it?
So that's
So we got not public. Okay. That being said, we'll go ahead and close public participation and we'll move on to our consent calendar. All items may be taken in one motion. Was there anyone that would like to pull an item? Is there a motion to pass?
So moved.
Hang on just for a second. Please.
Okay.
I want to find the agenda.
It's the pink one.
Are you in November?
November.
November. Okay, thank you. This is what I'm going to find.
The only thing on the consent calendar is the minutes from August 3rd.
Yep. That's what I'm looking at. Okay, there's a motion. Is there a motion?
We're looking for a second.
I'll second it.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'll abstain. Just
and one abstention. Mr. Eric. Okay, we'll move to item A. This is our discussion calendar. This is a strategic plan midpoint update presentation on the OC Parks strategic plan.
Okay, Pam Passa, OC Parks director.
Is this your first meeting as director?
Oh, you know what?
I think it's your first meeting.
I think it is, because last time, when was our...
Well, our last meeting was August.
Obviously.
Oh yeah, no, I was for real.
Yeah, you were real then?
I was for real then.
All right, it's my first meeting.
You don't have the wreath?
I had it, and it got caught in my hair. Sometimes it happens. Okay, so tonight, before you, we are doing the OC Park Strategic Plan Midpoint Update. So this is exciting. So just some background on here for you is that the original strategic plan was adopted in 2007, and we updated it in 2018. So it has been 5 years since we put together the strategic plan. We've also included in your packet is the full plan. So at your leisure, you can take more time to look at that if you like. And if you would like to take it out of your binders and bring that home with you, you can do that too. Just bring it back so we can put it back in your binder. But as you can see, there's some good purpose here of why we're doing this, is that we want to make sure that we know where we're going and continue to be able to do this. So this is a 10-year plan, and so this is our midpoint here. Part of the strategic plan was actually putting together our vision, mission, and values. And for those of you that don't know what those are, this is a good reminder. Our vision is champions of the land for a thriving community. Our mission, preserve and enhance OC Park's natural and cultural resources for recreation, education, and exploration. And our values, community, commitment to excellence, service, and stewardship. And I think we've all been doing those things, and you're all stewards of all three of those. So we're just going to go through each goal, and we're going to go through them fairly quickly because we have a lot of examples, but we wanted to make sure that we hit on each one of those. So the first goal is to understand our park visitors' needs. So there's a lot of different things that we've been doing the past 5 years to really be able to get the community's input. So the first way is by doing public surveys at our community events. Looking at, as you can see, each one of these has objectives as well. But really looking at our programming and making sure that we're providing high quality. So this here is our Parks with a Purpose. And in the first slide, and then the second one is actually at our events. It's just doing some community engagement and making sure that people understand what it is we do and why we do it. And to continue on the high quality programming, we started Silent Night at Heritage Hill. This is a fantastic program that we added, and it's specifically designed for students with autism spectrum disorder. So this is a quieter version of a holiday event, so that way there's not as much stimulation. And we've received several awards for this program. And it's just really great. Here, it's really providing the kinds of facilities, amenities, and infrastructure to meet our users' needs. So here you can see some of the things that we've done the past 5 years. We opened up the O'Neill Regional Park Amphitheater. This was a redo, and this was significantly upgraded, and that was all paid for by grant funds. On the right-hand side is the Upper Newport Bay Nature Preserve Amphitheater, and that was in February 2021. And then objective 1.4 is adapt to the community we serve. So during COVID-19, we obviously had to change the way we do everything. But we still wanted to be able to engage with the community. And so we basically moved to virtual and innovative programming. So we had some virtual programming. And then we also did drive-in movies, which were very successful. And the big thing is just understanding what is our park visitor needs, right? So we're doing ongoing projects and programs. And so here you see on the left-hand side, that's our art gallery and paleontology. And then just looking for ways that we can continue to improve our facilities and amenities and making sure that we're continuing things like our tours for historic sites. Goal two, promote OC Parks. I think you've been seeing a lot on our social media. We've really increased and enhanced our presence online. And so our park visitation has grown by approximately 2 million visitors in the past 4 years, so that's huge. And our social media following has doubled since 2019. And I think the pandemic actually helped us with our social media following because we were doing so many innovative programs and we were a leader in the community really having these types of events. Objective 2.2, promote a consistent identity and cohesive message. So you see our OC Parks logo everywhere now, and it's very consistent of how we're promoting ourselves. We used to have some different types of logos different places, and now it's all consistent.
I was told
yes
I was told in 2005 or four, when we went through the first master plan, and I think we were on the commission, Mark said that there will, one day we will have consistent signage branding on all park property and all park facilities. And it's only taken 20 years.
And we are almost there. And it's interesting because it's not something that you would do overnight, because it's obviously very costly to replace all the signage. So we've been replacing signage as they are needed to replace. And there's still a few old school signage. Every once in a while you'll see it, but it's still in good shape. But we're still continuing to change it. So probably five more years, we'll have replaced every single one.
20 years is fine. I'm not complaining.
But it just shows that it does take a little bit of time. But I think we're almost there. So continuing to promote OC Parks, Objective 2.3, connecting people with diverse places, spaces, and experiences in OC Parks so they will return and spread the word. And a big piece of that is having the free events. So if you look at the upper left-hand corner, that's at Heritage Hill Historical Park. A lot of the people that went there too are following, had no idea we had a historical facility. And now
the school?
That is the schoolhouse right there.
That's the schoolhouse, right?
The one-room schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the park. Yeah.
And then Majeska Canyon, Arna Majeska House right there in the middle, on the top middle, which is the Shakespeare. Obviously, we have our stormtroopers that are sometimes invade the OCZ for Star Wars Day.
I know somebody that is here that sometimes.
I may as well, yes. we had Ducks Day at the zoo. We have, we've had our concerts and movies. That's our concert right there in Dana Point. And then we celebrate 125 years at Irvine Regional Park, which is a quasi-quincentennial. Mm-hmm. I did practice that one a lot.
Yeah.
So a lot of ongoing projects is just really making sure, as Bert said, updating the signage. We used to have a lot of different signage all over our system, and now it's very consistent. And our regional park has a different color signage than a wilderness park, but it all still looks the same. And we tried to make it so it really is, it looks good together. Third, protect our parks in perpetuity together. So objective 3.1, adaptively manage park use to protect natural and developed resources while preserving exceptional park experiences. So we opened up Saddleback Wilderness on March 27th. That was a big deal. So this was the finally opening up a lot of the Irvine Ranch open space and making sure that we're using it though in a very managed manner to make sure that we're protecting it still. And so it's managed access at this point. Now, I do recognize, I recognize a celebrity there, or two right there.
I must have missed the photo.
I want to go back to that picture.
Yes.
There's so much less of me today.
Is it the suit, or is it because you're so slim now?
No, I've lost 25 pounds since
September. That's amazing.
First September.
Congratulations. This is your before picture, and this is the after picture.
It's because we opened that park.
Yes.
Yeah. I was just walking up to take the picture.
Yep. Objective 3.2, inspire responsible park behavior. So one of the big things that we have done is partnering with NBC, the Newport Bay Conservancy, on the documentary Newport, Our Bay. This is a fabulous documentary, and if you haven't seen it, I recommend that you go to the Muth Center in Upper Newport Bay and watch it. It's fantastic, but it really shows why we need to protect our bay, and it talks about the history of it. Our Trail Ambassador Program, which we just brought in December 2022, and it's really just to educate people and make sure that they understand why it's important to, if you bring trash in, to bring it back out, why dogs aren't allowed on certain trails, in certain parks, and why they're allowed on other ones, but on leashes and things like that. So making sure people are just responsible in our parks. Objective 3.3, build public appreciation and connection to protect our park resources. So we just reopened the Clark Regional Park Interpretive Center in May 2023, which underwent extensive renovations. to make sure that we will be able to continue having this in the future. And it's just really making it so people understand why we have what we have and why we want to protect what we have. Objective 3.3, build public appreciation connections to protect our parks and resources continued. And this is the Elise Unwood Visitor Center at Elise Unwood Park. And if you haven't seen that yet, I think most of you have at this point. It's pretty amazing what we were able to do. And then some ongoing projects is a Capistrano Beach, sand replenishment project, and then looking at the nature-based shoreline adaptation project. Gypsum Canyon, that is, that's been opened, that was just opened recently, and then we'll be opening Red Rock very soon.
Is the sand replenishment in conjunction with what's going on at San Clemente, or is this separate?
Separate. So this summer we added 45,000 cubic yards.
Between Keppel and Dunkin' is 45,000.
Yeah.
Truckton. The one they're doing at San Clemente.
Yeah. So goal 4, serve as stewards of OC Parks assets. So objective 4.1, maintain our parks, maintain safe, attractive, and enjoyable parks. And we just have some stats here to really show all the things that we have done. Since 2019, we've pruned 50,000 plus trees, that's all. Planted 721 new trees, completed almost 115,000 acres of turf mowing, completed 1,500 plus acres of weed abatement, completed almost 900 miles of trail brushing and almost 450 miles of trail grading, and spent more than 6,500 labor hours cleaning and conditioning 5,000 plus acres of beach sand. So it's impressive.
While you're on beach sand.
Yeah.
At the mouth of the Santa Ana River, on the south side, the city of Newport Beach or the state of California or somebody has an ongoing beach sand improvement. There are, on any given day, there are 20 huge earth movers out there moving beach sand. How can we get a piece of that action?
It's the Army Corps of Engineers is doing their own sand replenishment project. So yeah, they're doing a similar, they're trucking in, so they're moving it from the mouth of the piled up sand over the years. They're taking it from the mouth and relocating it.
Can you help us get a piece of that action?
That's what we did do. So that's what we did at Capitol Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Army Corps also doing it up by Seal Beach,
yeah.
Sunset Beach, and they're doing it, and that will naturally percolate and work its way down. So it's kind of a multi-pronged.
Yeah. Army, and that's how beach sand goes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's the first. It's a lot of federal funding, earmarked money that is working its way finally back to us. It hadn't been done for a while.
Thank you.
So if you prune 50,000 trees, how many trees are there? We did a count one time in some of the facilities. I remember.
We do. We actually have a tree mapping in Kirk Holland. How many trees do we have?
There's about 52,000. So the pruning cycle is every 3 years. So based on species, the average though is every 3 years that we want to touch the trees.
Yeah.
So we've got the contractor that goes out and does that, and we have our own in-house arborist. Well,
so almost everyone was hit in the last 5 years.
Correct.
That's a 3 year rotation.
Yeah,
Liz and I, we were driving to Savvy Ranch. We live in Villa Park, we're on the 91, and we happened to be going by more of a regional. And this and then it never dawned on me, tree after tree after tree, and big trees.
Yes.
Not little trees. These are big trees, very mature.
Now, the 50,000 approximately trees that we have, that does not include our wilderness parks. So our wilderness parks are not on a pruning schedule. They're meant to be more wild.
As needed?
Correct. So if there is a tree that is impeding on public safety, then we'll take care of it.
Yeah.
But if it's just out there and looking beautiful, we don't touch it. Mm-hmm. So objective 4.1, maintain our parks, maintain safe, attractive, and enjoyable parks. So we've just done some things of refurbishing of shelters, upgrading lighting, making improvements to our parking lots, and you know, just doing some repairs and making sure we're taking care of our facilities. Objective 4.2, assess our park priorities and develop systems for evaluating and prioritizing maintenance needs. So one of the things that we did was the development of a 7-year capital improvement programs, which you've all seen, and OC Parks Project Hub, which has really helped us plan and think about things in advance and be able to budget appropriately for the future projects. Objective 4.3, restore, enhance, and sustain our entrusted properties and parks. So the big one here, as you can see, is our Old Orange County Courthouse Rehabilitation Project. This was a big deal because this is such a treasure in the county, and we wanted to make sure that we keep taking care of it. So the big thing was the maintenance and the repair of the building's stone facade in 2020. And we have been continuing to do replacing the HVAC system floor by floor. As you can imagine, we can't just shut down the entire building for a long time because we do have a lot of things that are going on in there. But it's really just making sure that not only will this be here today, but it's going to be here in another 50 years. Then also looking at our historic Key Ranch, this was reopened in 2021. Have you all been there by this point?
Yeah.
And those who haven't been, we need to go. We're open on Saturdays.
Right?
It's in Placentia, and yeah, we're open on Saturdays for tours. And it's amazing. It's so beautiful. The gardens by themselves are spectacular. And we redid all of the gardens and tried to incorporate what was there when the Key family was there. So we tried. Objective 4.3, restore, enhance, and sustain our entrusted properties and parks. So this is the OC Zoo. First, we added the new entry plaza in 2019. And the biggest thing that the zoo staff appreciate the most, actually, is the restroom. Prior to 2019, we did not have a restroom inside the zoo. So anytime that, especially the little ones, needed to use a restroom, they had to leave the zoo, and then it was harder to come back sometimes on a busier day. So now it's inside, it's much more convenient. And then in 2022, we opened the large mammal exhibit, which has been obviously a very big success. And both of them have been award-winning. Objective 4.4, be an industry leader and collaborative partner to share and implement new initiatives. So we have a partnership with the California Conservation Corps and the Orange County Conservation Corps to provide training opportunities for at-risk youth, young adults to develop job skills. So we've been really utilizing them, and that has helped us tremendously to be able to not only give them training, but also be able to utilize them to help us. Because when you have 60,000 acres of land, you need some help sometimes. So I think this has been really good. And then the other thing is that we're always looking to see what's a better way for us to do things and making sure that we're going to trainings. So some ongoing projects. This is the Arden Helen Majeska Historic House and the Garden Stone Building Restoration. So this is in Majeska Canyon. As you can see, we have refaced the entire thing on the left-hand side. Here on the right, this is the stone building restoration. So you can see the first picture is before we did the renovations, and it was starting to fall apart and was in danger of going away. And on the right now, it's stable. When someone walks out that door, they're not going down to the first floor. There's actually a little balcony there. And we will be opening that soon, next month. No, it's still November, right? In January, we're going to be, I'm already in December. But in January, we'll be opening that. And some other ongoing projects. We all know about the Mile Square 93-acre expansion project. Phase one is complete, and phase one is open. Phase two, we're going to the Board of Supervisors next Tuesday for approval of the second phase project. But this is a big deal of basically turning over 93 acres from a golf course into usable park space. Goal five, practice sustainable financial management.
To keep me from having to go to the board meeting.
Yes.
Are we expecting positive input from all five members of the board about the mod, what they're going to see next week?
I would hope so. The Board of Supervisors approved the master plan.
Yes.
So this is part of implementing the master plan of Miles Square Park.
Okay.
So with Objective 5.1, fund core services today. So we revised the OC Parks fee schedule in December of 2022 to include accession fees for receiving archaeological and paleontological materials. So this is to be able to house all of the different artifacts from the different user groups. And so far we have had one box so far, but we are expecting quite a few more that are going to be coming in the future. Objective 5.2, invest in priority restoration and park enhancement projects. Since 2019, we've been awarded almost $12 million in grant funding. Some notable completed projects that we've already talked about is the zoo's large mammal exhibit. And then here is the Aliso and Wood Canyons Wilderness Park Visitor Center. And then ongoing projects include the Miles Square Regional Park golf course conversion phase one, received about $3 million. Dana Point Harbor Rockfall Mitigation, the Helen Majeska Historic House.
Where are the grant funds coming from?
Different places. Some of them are from the state. Quite a few of them are from the state of California. They've had different rounds of funding. We've also applied for federal grants, sometimes local grants. So wherever we can find money, we'll go after it. So we've been fairly successful, as you can see. And then Clark Regional Park Interpretive Center exhibit upgrades. And then Objective 5.3, ensure sufficient reserves for the future. So we've just really made sure that we're being smart with our money, and that's part of why we have the CIP program and then the SFP, the Strategic Financial Plan, really making sure that we aren't overspending and that we have enough money for the future as much as we can. A part of that is being smart with leases. So on the left-hand side, you see the Irvine Park Railroad. They really have been successful in operating within the Irvine Regional Park, and that helps to offset the costs that we have in that park and other facilities. And on the right-hand side, this was brought to the commission not that long ago, and this is our concessionaire in Salt Creek Beach.
So the train is owned by somebody else?
Correct.
How do I know about that?
That's why we're here today, to learn something new every day, right?
Why? Learn something new.
So we don't have to pay for the upkeep.
And they just replaced their train with
electric
train. Yeah, and that's a very large expense.
Cost millions of dollars.
That was more money than we all make here. So it was good that someone else paid for it.
Their money back.
Yeah. I have to say, though, that the old one, they definitely got enough use out of it.
They pay rent?
They do.
They pay rent, they bought an expensive train, and they charge like $2 to ride it or something.
And do we get a piece of that action?
We do.
Unbelievable.
We get a piece of the action.
We do.
I don't know how to make any money.
Volume.
Is the old one still in our possession?
No, it's there, so I don't know what they did with it.
But it's there. It should on display somewhere.
They may have turned it in. I don't know.
They're storing it off-site.
They're storing it off-site?
Yeah, they currently have it. They're storing it off-site.
Who doesn't want a train?
I always wanted a train in my house, like Silver Spoon.
A friend of mine wants to buy a caboose. And they're for sale.
That would be pretty neat. You never know. So some ongoing projects.
It could be an ADU.
It could be an ADU.
It could be an ADU.
Get the 40,000 from the state, put it in your backyard, and you're ready to
get ready.
Get creative, right? So some annual updates we're continuing to make on the strategic financial plan, which will be coming to you in the future. And we're continuing to apply for grants, and you were asking specific grants. So the California Department of Water Resources 2022 Urban Community Drought Relief Funding and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation 2023 National Coastal Resilience Fund. So anytime we hear about grants, we make sure that we participate in any of the calls, webinars, things like that, to make sure we have the best chance. And when we don't receive funding, we ask for feedback from them to tell us why. And sometimes there was no way we were going to get it because of our demographics, or there's another community that's in bigger need. And sometimes it's because we didn't include this point or that point. And so it helps us to be able to be better grant writers in the future.
Are we still, we?
Yes.
The we. Are we still the County Fish and Game Commission?
I'm not familiar with that.
Did I hear a yeah?
I think if you look in the OCCOs, it's technically yes.
Yeah,
if you look in the OCCOs.
That's why Mike's here.
Yes, that's correct. Technically, yes.
So if we want to start acting like a Fish and Game Commission, within our authority to do so.
I guess so. We'll look into that, Bert.
You mean I get water for my life?
I have a business card.
Although they have water.
It says OC Parks Commission on it. And it says, and I was chairman of this. Yeah. I get a business card that says,
It says Article 3 of our bylaws.
Thank you.
County Fish and Game Commission.
To perform the duties and functions of the Fish and Game Commission assigned by either statute or this code, and shall consider methods for the propagation and protection of fish and game in the state of California County.
All right. I learned something new today. I have read that and did not register.
So you were staying after the meeting?
This is good. I'm glad that we're all learning today.
I don't think we have a press deck, though, because of the Fish and Game Department that is out there at all our sites anyway. So it's a duplicity, I think. I think before there was an interest in the state in that area, private parks or kind parks. Everybody did their own.
I was asked by Fifth District Supervisor at the time. She's now a state senator.
Pat Bates.
Yeah, to make a presentation on behalf of the Board of Supervisors as the chairman of the County Fish and Game Commission to the State Fish and Game Commission.
Wow.
It was a special meeting in Long Beach, and thousands of people showed up to speak, and I was the fifth speaker. They recognized the importance of Orange County.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's a good point. They haven't found that because we might be able to ask for more client.
And maybe we can put something in there. I like that. This is good. Okay, goal 6: ensure responsible park development and expansion. So objective 6.1, prepare or update our plans for OC Parks overall and specific park sites. So we were just talking about the Miles Square Regional Park Master Plan, which was adopted by the Board of Supervisors in 2021. On the left-hand side is the Peters Canyon Regional Park. In the future, you're going to see Talbert Regional Park Master Plan. So this is something that we're continuing to update. Objective 6.2, develop and implement criteria for acquisition and reallocation of park assets. So this is something that we look at a case by case, but we look at it as we're moving forward. But as you can see on the left-hand side, this is Miles Square Park, which is where we made the big changes right now. But it's looking at all of these things and any opportunities that we might have. Some ongoing projects I just mentioned, Talbert Regional Park. So we'll be seeing that in the future. And then Capistrano Beach Master Plan is on the right-hand side. We're continuing to work on those things. Goal 7, implement thriving, resilient ecosystems for emergency management. Unfortunately, we do have to worry about things like this. But our objective 7.1, sustain and create alliances to address emergency incidents and safety concerns. We have extremely good relationships with our partner agencies, which are listed below here. Objective 7.1, continuing this, yes.
You mentioned Talbert Park.
Yes.
There's a bicycle track at Talbert Park that's secret.
Yes.
Is it still there?
Yes.
Still used?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, it is.
I'm a big supporter of secret stuff.
I don't think it's that good of a secret, though.
You didn't know about it?
No.
Oh, you need to get a hold of somebody in Parks. You might know somebody.
Yeah, I'll try my thing.
And sign up for one of their personal tours. You've been down there. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So here you can see that this is our real life fires. This is always our scary word. It's a bad four-letter word in the park system.
We just got another brigade senior helicopters, just so you know.
Oh, CFAs?
Yeah, they're the big ones. They're not the little ones, and they're brand new. I should be coming online here pretty soon. And so that's going to make a lot of difference for our local park system.
And they're going to be Orange County's helicopters, not rented from somewhere?
No, they belong to the OCFA. Actually, the Orange County Fire Authority owns them.
Which is not County of Orange. But that's who we contract.
Which is a real interesting...
Yeah, that's for another night.
But that's when the Orange County Fire Department became the Orange County Fire Authority, the JPA, which happens to expire pretty soon, so we'll see what happens. There you go.
Yep, there you go. All right.
I love LAFCO.
Objective 7.2, maintain a responsive posture to natural disasters or potential damage. So we did have two fires during this time that were significant. So the Silverado and Blue Ridge fires in October of 2020, and then the bonfire in December of 2020. So unfortunately, it did burn some significant areas, but we were very responsive, and the most important thing is that we were able to evacuate the areas very quickly so that no one was hurt. And then we were able to work with our partners and allied agencies to make sure that we were as responsive as possible. Objective 7.3, always be prepared for emergencies or disasters. So all of the OCA Park staff are required to attend annual wildland fire training. On the left-hand side, you see they have the appropriate gear, so that's fire gear. And just making sure that everybody understands like what their role specifically is.
Are those park rangers?
They're park rangers, maintenance staff, sometimes office staff. It depends on where they are located to what their level of responsibility is. But if they are going to be asked, let's say, to help with the closure of a park while we're working on it, they need to be able to have this equipment and they need to be trained properly. And so we do rely a lot on our maintenance staff for those things.
What's wrong with that picture?
Their logo?
No. I don't see a lot of women or young ladies in that program. I thought it might be kids.
We do have young ladies. We'll have to switch this picture up.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure.
I'll work with Christy.
We just had our opportunity for women for firefighters, and we had like almost 150 of them turn out to the academy.
That's fantastic.
So it's something that we're trying to generate. So I think if you folks do the same thing,
We do have female firefighters. I promise.
I just worry.
And in fact, we have some new ones on this academy right now.
Okay.
Goal 7, implement thriving, resilient ecosystems for emergency management. There you go. We have our female right there, but we have more than one. So we continue to develop and improve our wildlife management plans and really working in coordination with OCFA. As well as other local fire departments to make sure that they have the most updated information on our trails, on our entrances and our exits, and really working with them. And looking at different things, what should we be doing next? How can we make sure that we have the best practices and anything that comes up with them? Goal 8, cultivate an effective dynamic workforce. So objective 8.1, develop our people. So on the left-hand side, that's our Ranger Academy. This is when they were sworn in, which is fantastic. And we do have some females there, just FYI. On the right-hand side, our OC Parks Maintenance School. This is a fabulous program where we just restarted this, and we had it on a smaller scale before, but our maintenance staff is learning how to work with concrete, and this is a valuable skill. And so these types of trainings have really helped our maintenance staff have a high level of experience and be able to be as helpful and useful. So we have trainings such as electrical, plumbing, things like that that are really important for us to be able to maintain our parks effectively.
We had a 15 by 10 slab that was all cracked and I had it replaced the other day.
Oh, it's expensive, isn't it?
And we spent $1,500, and two of the people that were in the crew were working part-time for this contractor, and they work for the city of Irvine in their parks department.
Yep. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Objective 8.2, implement effective recruitment and retention strategies. So, you know, we've been making some changes to some of our facilities. So we added 4 full-time positions for the large mammal exhibit, and then added 3 full-time and 2 part-time positions for the Miles Square expansion project. Objective 8.3, build meaningful working relationships. We can't do what we do without the hundreds of volunteers that we have and the partnerships that we have with us, and they're just amazing. Ongoing projects, so our Ranger Academy 9 just started in October 2023. We also, just so you know, we've opened up our Park Ranger recruitment again. And we just extended it until the end of December. So if you know anybody that you think would be a great park ranger, please have them apply.
I got a notice on Facebook that you
did.
Yes.
And there's a video.
Did you apply? Yes.
You know, Mark asked me if I wanted to do that. And I went,
you'd be good. You'd be a docent. And a ranger.
I could.
Do it all.
God, I have to retire first.
We also continue to provide staff development opportunities. Training is extremely important. We want to make sure we continue to do that. And then strengthening our docent program to provide more public programming at all of our historical sites. And that's it. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. I know this was a lot of information tonight, but we really thought it was important to take the time to really go through all of these different objectives and goals and really showcase. We've had a really amazing 5 years. And even though we had the pandemic, we still really accomplished a lot. And so very proud of our team to be able to do as much as we have.
I have one question. This is obviously the midpoint, right? So we have 5 more years at this point.
Yes.
Do you have, I was looking at some of the grants that you highlighted here, some of the upcoming grants. Do you, any of those apply specifically to wildland restoration or natural resources?
Yeah, we actually have, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so not necessarily the ones that you saw up there.
Right.
But no, we're always looking. And I can tell you Jennifer Negley is always on the, her eyes are always out for looking for different, how can I, you know, do this. And so a lot of those are usually a little bit smaller grants, unfortunately, but right now we're working on a pretty large one.
Okay.
So we're hoping.
Cool. It would be nice to see that highlighted just in the next update.
I hope we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. And we had no one asked to speak on item A, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The recommended action is to receive and file. Can I get that motion, please?
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, I need a second.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Okay. Move on to B. This is OC Parks Trail Subcommittee meeting dates.
We actually have one speaker request form for this item.
On which item A?
Item B. The OC Parks Trail Subcommittee.
On the subcommittee?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Mr. Foley, you're up.
Thank you for your time today. My name is Jim Foley, and I founded and manage a mountain biking group called Orange County Mountain Biking. We are on Facebook and Meetup. We have about 7,600 people. We have weekly events. We participate in trail work events with Posey Parks and the Canyon Foundation, San Onofre State Foundation. On behalf of the mountain bike community, I'd like to respectfully request the following items for consideration to support the known increase in recreational use traffic in Aliso, Wood Canyons, and Laguna Coast Wilderness Park. Item number one, in Aliso, Wood Canyons Park, add user access for mountain biking to Dripping Cave Trail, and also reopen the closed portion of Dripping Cave Trail for all users from the general area of the cave to Mathis Road. These were changes that occurred after the 2018 fire. Item two, in Laguna Coast Wilderness Park, formally and legally add Cow Trail, also known as PCT, or Seven Bridges in the Trail System, including the portion that originates on Laguna Beach County Fire District property on Boat Road, and both uphill segments that are Old Ranch Road that go to Boat Road and Water Tank Road, respectively. In Aliso and Wood Canyons Park, formally and legally add the Corridor Trail from Cholla Trail on West Ridge Fire Road to El Toro Road, and the trail alongside El Toro Road to the vicinity of Annalise School into the trail system. This trail is listed in the resource management plan for Aliso and Wood Canyons Park, and also in the RMP for Laguna Coast Wilderness Park. Item four, establish a working group for these items with OC Park staff, mountain biking, hiking, and equestrian groups. This group would review the specific reasons these trails can or cannot be added as they are, and allow user groups to find solutions to mitigate those reasons to allow these trails to be opened. And item five, schedule a timeline to report back to the public on the status of the aforementioned requests. Thank you for consideration.
Thank you. If you would do me a favor, if you get a copy of that to staff, so staff can give it to staff, and then we can also give it to the commission, that would be really appreciated. Okay?
Yes,
thank you.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Has the Trails Committee seen your recommendations?
One of the Trails Committee members is the president of the Orange County Mountain Bike Association, David Browning, and I've discussed this with him, but I've not taken it directly to the committee. I've gone straight to the committee person.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead. Before we do, I had a comment on A. Looking at those slides, all the new things that we just done, I was really very lucky because I went to all those events when we opened them. And then I know that most of you have been to everything, except some of the new stuff. I would recommend that if there's some of the things that you saw in the slides that you haven't been part of or you're not aware of, they're really worth going to visit. Take your family out, take your friends, and you will really enjoy your outing there, okay? Especially the improvements that have been made by the commission. Thank you. All right, who's giving B?
So we have Brian Kerno.
Okay, Brian, you're up.
The last day as the interim planning and design manager, tomorrow I'll be going back to entitlements manager.
That's correct. So you got me this last meeting.
Did you get his shirt back?
No, because he's still in park, so it's fine.
I'm just moving it, you know, from one seat to another.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And just to remind everyone, Brian Kerno has been doing double duty as the planning and design manager and entitlements manager while we were doing a recruitment. Tomorrow, the new planning and design manager will be starting, which we're very excited about. But Brian will be helping to with the transition, but yes. This is his last day officially in that role.
And I'm very excited to go back to my position. So yes, I'll provide a brief update on, actually we've had two trail subcommittee meetings since the last time that we met here at the Parks Commission. The first of the two was the August 9th, 2023 meeting. You'll actually be getting a lot of the information that we had at that meeting in the next item, which was the overview and the naming for Saddleback, the trail naming process for Saddleback Wilderness. And then that was essentially the main item on that one. And the more recent trail subcommittee meeting, which was on November 9th, we went through, we actually, the results of the environmental addendum for the trail designation pilot project and the meeting schedule for the trail subcommittee, which We've identified one meeting to then work on essentially the remaining three quarters. The next meeting for the trail subcommittee will be January 11th. And that is my update, unless there's any questions.
I was fortunate to be at the trails meeting, and the trails committee is a really good group. They're probably the most enthusiastic board I've been on in a long time. I think it's because it's heavily dominated by people that really live in the area where the trails are. And the thing that's nice about it is they are very proactive in finding problems, but also solving problems. So it's really good that you're getting a good thorough job. And what information we get back to you from that committee is very sound. I just want to share that with you.
Thank you.
And Hayley does a great job on that. Okay, is there a recommended action to receive and follow?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Anybody abstained? That passes. We'll move on to C. Was there any request to speak on the public on item C?
We have no request to speak.
Anybody would like to speak on item C? Okay, this is Saddleback Wilderness Overview and selection of the trail name presentation.
Thank you, Chair Dauber. All right, so I'm going to be giving a presentation here on the, as mentioned, the Saddleback Wilderness Park Overview and the selection of trail names. So in this presentation, we'll be going over the park background, planning improvements, the trail network, the access to trail naming, and the recommended action. So as you can see on the slide, Saddleback Wilderness Park is part of the Irvine Ranch open space, bounded by the 261 and 241 to the east and Irvine Lake on the west. It's approximately 430 acres and has multiple native habitats and special status species within the area. It also contains two conservation easements, one held by the Orange County Parks Foundation and the other is with the NCCP and HCP. So to give some background on the park, it opened in 1967 and was the first motocross park in the nation. And so as you can see in the photos, it was also very popular. The park was phased out and ultimately decommissioned in 1984, where it was largely unused, allowing the native habitat to reestablish itself. In 2014, the Irvine Company donated land to OC Parks as part of a larger land donation. And after receiving the land, OC Parks completed the interim recreation and resource management plan, which was completed in 2019. And along with this, shortly thereafter, in 2020, the baseline biological surveys were completed. And in 2021, the trail routing began. In 2022, the trail network was installed and was opened to the public earlier this year for managed access, meaning the park was just open on scheduled days by reservation only. And during this time, OC Park staff took the opportunity to obtain public feedback and from users that will be described later in the presentation. So stepping back to when the interim management plan was in place, we were able to perform biological surveys to create a baseline of the habitat use as a comparison if changes occur over time. These surveys included rare plants, invasive species, mammals, birds, reptiles, and amphibians. One of the major efforts was restoring and improving the staging and parking area shown on the bottom right-hand side. This was an uneven, highly eroded area with broken infrastructure from the old motocross park. It's now restored and includes improvements such as drainage, new grade gates, and a portable restroom. The trail network was also installed, which I'll get into more detail in later in this presentation. And signage has been installed with park information and rules and an interpretive panel highlighting the park's history. A kiosk is also sited with basic wayfinding and park maps and brochures. And as part of the planning, there was an evaluation of the trail network to inform all the users on the difficulty to ensure that the park attendees were prepared for the trails that they were embarking on. The access planning also included an evaluation of visitor capacity based upon parking capacity and demand. The trail network. So there were no existing trails in the park. just some old service roads remained from the prior use. With the vital surveys complete serving as a guide, field assessments were conducted to fine-tune the trail placement. It was geared towards maximizing recreation and minimizing impacts of the natural environment. This also included creation of a viewpoint with a natural on the natural mesa with incredible views in all directions. With the amount of rain that we received during construction, it did cause impacts of the schedule, did delay a bit, and some areas needed to be revisited prior to the opening. In the end, it was a result of the installation of three wonderful trails that tie into the existing service road and create a network of 3.3 miles of looping trails for OC Park visitors to enjoy. So the park, I think this was mentioned earlier, was officially open to the public on March 27th this past year. Irvine Ranch Conservancy staff was present during the access days for the first 3 months, and 3 months available, and was available through managed access on select Saturdays throughout Saturdays for regular scheduled access through the Let's Go Outside website. So during this time, feedback was made, opportunities for feedback were made available. This was through surveys, including the opportunity to propose on new trail names and themes. In June this year, we tried out group-specific self-scheduled access based upon public feedback and broke the day into a morning and afternoon block. And the group-specific, that was basically dealing with hikers, bikers, and equestrians. Surveys were, again, collected during these days, but actually found that most users were indifferent to the change. So as a result, it was returned to a, quote-unquote, regular managed access with the rest of the Irvine Ranch, like similar to the rest of the Irvine Ranch open space, but have since added special managed access programs such as guided hikes and bike rides. Currently, it is managed access. It's currently the third Saturday of the month, but that is going to vary with the opening of the new Gypsum Canyon and sometime in the future. So getting on to the fun part, the trail naming process. So through the surveys we received over 140 suggestions from these surveys. The three names, which will be presented momentarily, were unanimously selected by the trail subcommittee and being brought forth to you today for your approval. The refinement process included a number of items, which was redundancy, site relevancy, and county policy. The names were categorized into themes suggested by the public. Staff reviewed general themes and associated one to each trail based upon the trail's unique characteristics. These were presented to the trail subcommittee at the August 9 meeting with a unanimous recommendation for the names before you today. So the trail network, these are the three trails that are shown on the screen. They were, the first trail was named based on the park's history as a motocross park. The second one, plants and animals, and the third, due to the site's specific geography. And as mentioned, these themes were associated with one of each of the trails, and we'll now go through the trail names. So Trail 1 traverses the core of the original motocross park and still includes a few distinguishable elements such as the opening gate that's shown in the lower picture. When presented to the trail subcommittee, the name Hole Shot Trail was selected. And for those who are unaware, Hole Shot refers to the first rider out of the start gate into the first turn of the track, which gave a major competitive advantage and a frequent term used at the park. Trail 2, which was the plant and animal theme, it winds through native grassland and CSS highlighting, coastal sagebrush, highlighting the park's habitat recovery and special plant and animal species. When presented to the trail subcommittee, the name Whiptail Trail was selected. This name recognizes the orange throat whiptail lizard as shown, which is one of the special status species documented in the Saddleback Wilderness area.
Still there?
Yes, still there.
Still there.
Was that specific one that you showed a picture of?
That one.
Stay.
That's right. And so our third trail, which took on the geographical theme, I incorporate special rock features in the route to climb to the sandstone formation with the panoramic views, the vista at the top with the views out to the mountains and the ocean. So with this, when presented to the trail subcommittee, the name Mirador Trail was selected, and Mirador is a Spanish word that refers to a turret or tower that provides extensive views, also used to describe a window or balcony. So, bringing things, wrapping up here, so up there are the three names for the Saddleback Wilderness Trail, and these trails will ultimately give an identity that will be memorialized forever into the park's infrastructure. These names were, as mentioned, unanimously selected from the Trail Subcommittee's August 9th meeting and have been brought forth with their recommendation for your approval by the Parks Commission. As such, staff recommends that the OC Parks Commission approve the names for the three Saddleback Wilderness Park Trails as recommended by the Orange County Trail Subcommittee. And that concludes my presentation.
Any other questions? We visited this after the public visited it, and we spent a lot of time on it, and there was a consensus on everything. So I would recommend that, unless you just want to do something else, that we go ahead with the recommendation from the Trails Commission.
Yeah, I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
No.
Aye.
Okay. Anybody opposed? Anybody abstained? And was there anybody from the audience? I don't think there was. All right, we're looking at our proposed 2024 meeting and field trip schedule.
Okay, in your binder and under your discussion, there is a proposed schedule for 2024. So looking at this, January canceled meeting because that is New Year's week. It is.
Very bad.
Very bad. Item D.
So this is our current one.
Discussion D.
Thank you.
Tab discussion D. Also up on the screen. Because
great
Christy is amazing. Thank you, Christy. So as you can see, this is the proposed schedule. Having field trips in April, July, October. And those dates will be determined depending on the field trip. As we know, occasionally they'll be on a Saturday or on a Friday. And then having our regular meetings as shown here. So the recommended action is to approve the commission's 2024 meeting and field trip schedule. But happy to answer any questions you might have.
Are they on one particular day of the week?
Same day. Thursdays at 6 p.m. The first Thursday.
First Thursday of every month. Okay, so now you can find our lives.
Most of the time, but I think this has been an interesting year as far as scheduling, but I think 2024, we're all going to be here.
Well, we lost some people.
We did.
And we didn't get anybody to replace some people. Yeah. So I think it's important that you remind me to reach out to Supervisor Chafee.
Yeah.
And I will also, after I have a chance to talk to him, you can, as a staff, stress the importance of how it is to have a full commission. Okay. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
So for what I had to add, I think this could come under Section 7 for tonight. I was going to bring it up during Section 7, Commissioner Comments. Those are things that we can bring up that are not on the agenda. And yet it kind of seems maybe appropriate right now. I think this might have been the worst year of meetings of us getting together. And it dawned on me, maybe it's easier if we were to do meetings in a Zoom manner. It could have some benefits. Should I talk about that now or in 7?
I think that's probably not something that's on the agenda today.
So I'll bring it up under 7.
But it probably isn't something we can really talk about because it's not an agenda.
I'm just
going to
throw it out there under 7. All right, let's move on.
We can agendize that, but state law limits those types of meetings depending on what type of action that you have to take.
Yeah.
And so I think county council would probably let us not be able to do that. But since you've asked to agendize it, there's no reason why their staff can't look into it for you.
So don't bring it up under seven.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that we did look into this. This is something that, in order for us to be able to have our meetings virtually again, like we used to during COVID-19, we'd have to give a reason that we need to. And us not having our members show up is not a good enough reason.
Oh.
So we would not be able to just turn our meetings into virtual.
Well, damn.
Okay.
But
moving on.
If a couple of you or three of us had COVID or we couldn't make the meeting, then for that meeting we could do it.
Possibly, yeah. It's a lot more.
Yeah, that 1 week, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and then it's too much and you got to post and all that kind of stuff. Okay, sure.
But good question.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to
approve the calendar.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Moving on. This will be OC Parks Director's Report.
I think first we're going to have the election of officers for calendar year 2024.
Where was that at?
E.
E.
Go under December. Pardon me, November. Are you in November?
Oh, you're in August now.
I went back to read it. Okay.
There we are.
All right, so D is done. All right, is there anybody from the audience that would like to speak on item E? Okay, good. All right, the bylaws of the commission require the commission elect a chair or vice chair for the calendar year during the last meeting of the year. I believe this is the last meeting of the year. So I'm going to turn this portion over to Wizard Clerk Ed. That's you. Okay, you get the run.
So the recommended action is to nominate and select commissioners to serve in the following positions for calendar year 2024. And we will be nominating someone for OC Parks Commission Chair and then nominating someone for Orange County Parks Commission Vice Chair.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make a recommendation for Chair Schauber to continue on as chair. He didn't get an opportunity to fully be chair because we didn't have a commissioner in District 4 for the entire time that I've been here. And then we have some new faces, so I think for consistency's sake, and I think Commissioner Chair Schauber is also, are you on the Parks Foundation as well?
Yeah, I just started up with that group, and I'm going to try to get as much funding as I can out of it. I think that they're very interested in working with us. They actually invited all of us to their overnight camp, but they canceled it and they're rescheduling it. So how many people got that email?
I did.
You got it? Okay.
I didn't.
Okay, what I'm going to try to do is if you would reach out to the gentleman that's the president of that and let him know that besides Eric and I, we probably want to have all the commissioners receive any correspondence and invitations.
Sure.
I think that was a bike overnight camp, if I recall.
Correct. Yeah. It was not the foundation.
Yeah, because I think...
I might have gotten it through the city, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I might have got mine through the city, too. But I think that we should, if we're going to have that relationship with that group, then I think that all of our...
Which group are you speaking of?
The foundation.
The Orange County Parks Foundation.
Yeah.
Okay.
That invitation was not from the Orange County Parks Foundation.
No, but they had an association. One of their members is part
of
that
members,
group,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
He introduced himself as a board member.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think the better we communicate between all of those different groups and share that information with everybody, the better off we're going to be. And then nobody feels left out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of different interests. So I think that's important, too.
Yep.
Are you a member of the OC Parks Foundation board? And are you pleased with the role that they're playing?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I think they're good stewards of the money.
Okay.
Great. And I'm hoping the market will get better this year because that will help us be able to spend more money in the county.
But nonetheless, as a commissioner here, that's also a member of that. That's helpful for us. So I think Chair Chavez would be good.
It's required.
Yeah.
The chairman of this commission becomes a member of the.
He just started, so that would be good to carry him on.
I agree.
Instead of then cycling out somebody else. So yeah. That's why I think it would be good to carry on.
I agree.
So is that second?
I second.
Okay, and then you say. Is there any other nominations? And if there aren't, can you close nominations? So you ask it first.
Do we have any other nominations?
Okay, then you say, is there a motion to close nominations?
Is there a motion to close the nomination for chair?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Oh. Okay, then you go all in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, Bernie. Okay, now I...
Hold it. Say, thanks for keeping your mouth shut.
Actually, I can't... It's really not proper for me to do that as chairman. But now that I got reelected, by the way, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'll give you a couple of things I want to do, but now I get to do the vice chair. So there are nominations for vice chair.
Who is our vice chair?
Do we have... You are.
Do you
want
to keep doing it? Because we didn't get many meetings. I
tell you what, I'm going to make it real simple. I'm nominating Bert as the vice chair.
Perfect. I'll second.
Is there a second? Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Do I have
a motion? We probably should ask, would you accept? We should have asked you the same thing. Do you accept?
Oh, he occasionally misses. Consequently, the burden on me. Because I don't get to find out about it until 10 minutes before he's supposed to show up. I'll be happy to serve. Thank you.
Okay, is there a motion to close nominations?
So
moved. Is there a second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you magnanimously, since there's nobody else, you got it. Congratulations.
Congratulations to both of you.
Just a couple of things. I did get us new clothing and badges, so I'm going to keep working on clothing. My shirt is getting a little old. I lost my button off of it. So we're going to get some new wardrobe, so don't worry about it, okay?
It's good that you're doing the campaign promises after you say.
Oh, yeah. I never make them before because then I think I'm tainted. I would like to expand some of the wonderful programs that we have to North Orange County, Northwest Orange County. I think it's good because there's so many people served there. I'll give you an example. Stanton Central Park is 11 acres. We have people coming from South County to that park because it's so nice. My city council is going to hate me, but I'm going to say this. I think we should find a park in the Northwest area that could become a regional park for the county. I know we have the one in Grant Park. I know that we have some other ones, Moss Square, but we really don't have anything nearby. But I'll tell you how important that's going to be for us to do something like that. We have an average of over 1 million people visit Stanton Central Park yearly. And so I think if there's that much need in that area, then there's no reason why we can't affiliate ourselves with it.
So Northwest would be, most Northwest would be La Habra.
Now Northwest as I see it would be Seal Beach, Cypress, Gargoyle.
West.
And Northwest.
Yeah. Okay, so not Northeast. So that would be Northeast would be La Habra.
Right, so I'm talking Northwest.
Northwest. Yeah,
and they have, you know, they have a historic site out there. They've got the fossil park out there at Grant Park. It's just a good spot for some. But, you know, we can talk about it. But that's something I would really like to take a look at to see if we can do that as we go through the process. And then also, I would like to have in all of our cities more of the exhibit, like, brought out, like things like fossil collections, ecological events, talking about, you know, different types of programs. I think we need to sell what we do and let them know what's there. As an example, if you look at what we had tonight, most of the people in my area don't even know this stuff exists. And I think the better job we do, although you guys do a great outreach, I think by going out and maybe having some kind of a special program and bringing people in, it would really help. There's so many kids out there that have never, or a lot of them never swam before, seen the beach, but also they've never seen a dinosaur bone, or they've never seen, how to hike or camp or how to fish. So I think those are the type of things that I would like to see us as a commission do, to share the wealth of what we have to offer with more people.
Do we have any participation in the Frisian Derby at Irvine Lake that is almost upon us?
Do we have any participation?
Are we involved in this?
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. We are the planners. Yes.
You are the what?
The planners.
Oh, okay.
The party planners.
The party planners? Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we do the arranging behind the scenes.
Okay.
I used to take my scouts to that.
It's a great event.
Yeah, I only heard about it through Supervisor Wagner.
Okay. I didn't
hear about it from us at all.
We promoted it, so. Are you following us on social media?
Social media?
Yes. Start following us on social media. No TikTok, but we are
Instagram.
On. Yes.
All
yes.
Right, Pam, you're up.
Okay. Some updates. So as you can see, we have some new faces here today. Joanne Veeder has accepted a position at Orange County Community Resources. She's the new Director of Administrative Services. So we're very happy for her. Yes. So taking her place permanently is James Dinwiddie. James has many years of experiences at the county, about a decade at this point. He used to work in a board office and most recently worked at OCCR as a strategic, hold on, I'm going to say this right. Strategic Operations and Professional Standards Manager. And the only reason he came here is because he wanted to have a simpler title, Deputy Director, OC Parks. And so we're very excited that he's now part of our permanent team. And then I also wanted to announce something that is going to be official tomorrow. As you know, with me moving into the director position, we had a vacancy and the deputy director overseeing the operations side. James is in charge of the administrative side, but Mike Wilson has been serving as the interim director for a while now, and he will be the permanent deputy director on the operations side, which we're very excited about that. And
have fun.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
For those of you that don't know much about Mike, but you probably do, he started as a park ranger here for the county just a few years ago, 2011, so a dozen years ago. Yeah. Looks exactly the same, though. And then he's also held some other positions. He was the operations manager, and then also was the business office business manager. I basically pulled him from the field, said, you are really good at organizing, and can you come help us out? And he said he would do it for a couple of months, and then he ended up doing it for a lot longer. And then he said, yes, I'll help you out again, just temporarily. And then we somehow wrangled into doing it permanently. So in perpetuity here is a good thing. So those are the big changes. And then Christy here tonight, this is Christy Wang. James is just sick, so he's still with us, but we didn't want to give cooties to everybody, and Christy doesn't have cooties, so we're happy that
she's a girl, though, so she kind of does.
Sometimes. But I thought she did a great job tonight, so thank you for filling in the last minute today. So we do have some really fun some fun things, too. Well, first I'm going to talk about some emergency events that we actually had. That's not as much fun, but we thought we were going to have something that was a lot bigger, but turned into Tropical Storm Hillary. So we were we handled that, I think, very well in August. And then we also had the test and hangar incident, the fire. So we reacted very swiftly on that as well and closed a couple of our parks temporarily while we were trying to figure out how does that really affect us. At the end of the day, it did not affect parks. We were helping out with animal care with some of some of the things to help relocate some of the animals, because obviously their location is much closer to the hangar. But as far as parks facilities, we weren't really affected very much by it, which turned out to be a very good thing. Some fun things. We just opened up the Habitat Adventure Trail at Irvine Regional Park, and that was in October. Sorry, there's a lot, but we haven't met for a little while. The Miles Square expansion phase one opened on November 15th. It's already being used by the public. It's amazing. It is interesting because I think we deal with such large facilities. We deal with 60,000 acres of OC parks. So when you talk about 95 acres, you're thinking, oh, that's not that big. It is huge in a regional park to add that much acreage. If you haven't been out there since, we did go and do a tour there a long time ago as part of one of our field trips. It doesn't look the same. It's pretty amazing. So go out there and just have a nice quiet walk. You cannot hear any cars from when you're inside there. It's kind of amazing. And then Gypsum Canyon Wilderness, we just opened that on November 14th. And then I talked about it in our update is Park Ranger Academy. We've started that. We have 10 recruits for that.
You guys did a great job.
Thank you. It's exciting to open up new spaces. And then just continue taking care of our old spaces. So with that concludes my report. And there's some other events that are in your packet. But I'm happy to answer your questions you might have.
Okay, if you'd please open to page 4 of your special meeting agenda. I would appreciate you as a commissioner to put a little check or circle around the following. I would like for you to invite as many people in the city that you live in, and also if you could maybe get it out to your city social media. The first one is the Holiday Lights at Heritage Historic Park. That is one you do not want to miss, okay? That'd be number one. Number two is the Holiday Animal Art Program at the zoo. That is really, kids just love that. And then the next one is going to be on page 3. And this is something that I've enjoyed for years. It's a candlelight walk at Heritage Hill Historic Park. That's on page 3, the candlelight walk. And then the next one is the Christmas at the OC Zoo. That is another, now that we're getting to the holiday season, although all the other activities are great, those are kind of special because they bring in the holiday cheer and then Christmas. And then the last one is for Toddler Trek. That takes place in December. It really tells what the animal can do in the winter. And they give you a winter walk at Irvine Regional Park. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the highlights of the ones that I think we really should stress in our communities. Thank you. At this time, is there any commissioner comment or report? Okay, that being said, I want to wish you all a happy holiday season. I hope you all have a Merry Christmas. I hope your Thanksgiving was great. Staff, this has been an unusual year. We made it. I think that as we look back over what we've done as a commission, and with the bulk of the work being done by our staff, I think that we've accomplished some really great things. If you took a look at all the things that we opened and all the things that we've restored, it's been quite unique, and I don't think we've had a year like that in a long time. Also, I want to thank the Trails Committee, and of course, Hit and I, we didn't do that, but they did a remarkable job on the study that we got and also breaking down what we're trying to do. So that being said, Merry Christmas to everyone, and to all a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers.